Centre for the Disabled. The new lottery will provide £750,000 for a new rehab factory in County Mayo. World news now, and Cuban inmates at a jail in Atlanta, Georgia, have seized 25 more hostages in the continuing riots. The 25 were taken when inmates stormed the prison hospital, although one was quickly released because of a medical problem. Over 100 people are now being held hostage in the Atlanta jail and at a detention center in Louisiana. The riots stem from a U.S.-Cuban deal announced last Friday, exchanging Cuban detainees for other Cuban immigrants. A South African woman accused of spying in Zimbabwe has admitted being an agent for the Pretoria government. Miss Odile Harrington said she had orders to infiltrate the banned African National Congress. Miss Harrington was giving evidence at her trial in the High Court. She was arrested after Zimbabwean police intercepted messages which she planned to post to South Africa. Now for the Nova Financial Report on the London market. The PM fix on spot gold was $476.75 per fine ounce. At the close of business today, spot silver was at $397.25 per fine ounce. The Financial Times index at 4 p.m. today was down 23.2, standing at 1665.9. And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones average was down 5.31 to stand at 1958.22. Dublin's weather, showers of rain, sleet or hail this evening and tonight with some clear spells also. It'll be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost. Winds are fresh to gusty and north to northwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. That's the Independent Radio News. It's 6:05. Welcome to the first edition of Dublin Today with Tina Gates, Lisa Moore and Sybil Fennell. Each weekday evening at this time, we'll be featuring 60 minutes of news, information and music with a Dublin flavour.
In this hour, we'll be talking to Sharon Devlin, the young Irish model and actress who has shot to stardom as the lead in the new Levi Strauss television commercial. We'll also be talking to Ron Coffey, the marketing director of Levi Strauss Ireland.
The phone lines are now open on Dublin 606703 should you like to comment on any of the items in this evening's programme, or indeed later on, should you wish to push your opinion live on air about what you expect from your favourite radio station. That number again is Dublin 606703. The lines are open from now till 7.
We've also got a 4-gig guide, a rundown of the best films currently on show in the city, and the headline news at 6:30 with Lisa Moore. The time is now 6:05, and this is Dublin Today on Nova Power 103 FM.
You held it in your hand. I had flashes. You saw the land. I wandered out in the world for years. While you just stayed in your room, I saw the crescent. The whole of the moon.
Dublin bands that will be featuring live on Dublin Today in the coming weeks. Phone lines for Dublin Today are now open on Dublin 606703, whether you'd like to comment on or off air. The time is now 12 minutes past 6. Up next, we've got an interview with actress and Levi's girl Sharon Devlin on Nova Power 103 FM.
Byliśmy prawi przy tematach przewidywania odnośnie luki rynkowej. Która ma zrobić urządzenie na przykład terminal. Cały chcielibyśmy, czy możemy zrobić urządzenie, które nazywa się jeszcze jakoś inaczej specjalistycznie. Bo to było niepotrzebne. Istnieje luka rynkowa, trzeba spróbować to zaprojektować, spróbować wykonać. Kiedy pojawi się tutaj
Tak,
Levi commercials will be screened at the end of December. It's Dublin today at 6:22, and it's time now for the gig guide, starting with the Bagot Inn tonight, where the Proclaimers are playing, so be in there by 9 o'clock. In the Bell Box, you'll find those with a liking for the Pierre Ben Susan ensemble. Well, the Pierre part is right anyhow. Move down the road to the Barge Inn, and you'll find Folk and Ballads with Gypsy Lacey. The Captain's Blues and Viper Jive Band is in the upstairs lounge from 8:30. Staying with Jazz and the Commodore's Jazz Band are at the Magic Carpet at 8:45. Leo Kelly and Jimmy Faulkner at Waters from 9 p.m. Admission there is free. If you're into traditional music and the best of Irish, there's free admission at the Abbey Inn from 9 p.m. And there's also free sessions at Sean O'Kelly again from 9 p.m. The Bye Corner are playing at the New Lower Deck, Moonshiners are at the National, and Paddy's Dream are playing in Wexford Inn. Scullion are at Paddy Egan's Backstage Bar at 9 p.m. Admission there is £3. Finally tonight, Joe Dolan is playing at the Tudor Rooms Barry's Hotel with special guest, dare I say it, Mr. Puffy. This is Dublin Today on Nova Power 103 FM.
She's nervous and her best friend is waiting. She's trying to pronounce my name. Talk all we may, she can't but conceal the fullness of a secret heart in our lives. It's nothing. Don't touch me. Don't call me. I can't wake up. Can't help her.
Micro Disney Town to Town and Nova Power 103 FM. Still to come in this first hour of Dublin Today, we hope to be talking to Ron Coffey, the marketing director of Levi Strauss Ireland. We've also got a complete rundown of the best films currently on show in the city and the headline news at 6:30 with Lisa Moore. Don't forget the phone lines are still open on 606703. We'll take your comments off air. We'll be opening the phone lines up live about 20 to 7 should you wish to talk to the station manager or indeed to Chris Carey about the new Radio Nova Power 103 FM. It's 6:25.
Welcome to the Gold Republic. Yes, I should show you around. Where once I was a king, and now I am a clown.
Oh, baby!
The love that we once shared made a king of me. But now you're gone. But now you're gone.
All I face is poverty. King without a heart, king without a home, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown. King without a heart, king without a home, king without a woman, baby. Oh, I'm a king without a crown.
Hell has no fury,
oh, has no fury.
Like a woman scorned,
like a woman scorned.
But heaven don't boast, no heaven don't boast.
You're the
bridge, you're
the
light, you're the point. Every cloud has a silver lining.
Discover a whole new world of leather Leather fashions at Skinfield, Grafton Arcade and the ILAC Centre. There's leather skirts from £49, ladies and gents, leather jackets from £89, plus a wide range of leather trousers.
So if you're slipping into leather this Christmas, slip into Skinfield Leathers.
Grafton Arcade just off Grafton Street and first floor, Lux Boutique, ILAC Centre.
If the kind of ski advice you want is along the lines of which end of the ski goes at the front, you're in safe hands at Pramac. If you're an intermediate skier wanting to upgrade your equipment, or a skier who can justify spending £200 on the world's top-rated boots, you'll find the experts at Pramac know their subject inside out. Don't head for the hills before you've seen the range at Pramac, the outdoor specialists in Lower Liffey Street.
Hey, listen to this. 25% off diamond rings and jewellery. 15% off Seiko, Citizen, Pulsar, Glycine, Q&Q and Casio watches. 15% off Donegal China, Nail, Lazaro, clocks and silver. 20% off Ainsley China, plus lots of extra special offers in the annual pre-Christmas sale now on at Three Castle Jewellers. Castle House, Southway, Georgia Street. Telephone 788-729.
Incredibly, just a week ago, Maria Lucia, prima donna extraordinaire, was suffering from a mamma mia of a sore throat. Fortunately, she wrapped her in singing liquid round a decocaine, which immediately soothed the irritation caused by those virulent little jokes. Great product. Shame about the window. Decocaine. When a bad sore throat, it's hard to swallow.
It's a cold, dry evening on the bay. The headline news at 6:30. The new Radio Nova and Energy Power 103 FM joined forces to become Nova Power 103 FM. One of the men detained yesterday in County Longford appears in Longford District Court. A man arrested in Mullingar yesterday is charged in the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. And Gardaí and the army surround a solicitor's office in Cavan where a wanted man is holding legal discussions. That's the headline news at 6:31.
Thank you.
today on Nova Power 103 FM. The phone lines are still open on 606-703. Let's look now at concerts coming up soon around town. Van Morrison is playing the stadium on the 27th and 28th of December. Tickets are available from Golden Discs and HMV. Susan Vega is also at the stadium, rather earlier though, on the 9th of December. Tickets are already on sale. Barbara Dickinson is at the Olympia from the 1st to the 5th of December. Chris Rea is at the stadium on the 6th. Alison Moyer is at the ODS on the 8th of December. And moving a little further into the month, Phil Coulter is at the Olympia Theatre from the 16th to the 23rd of December, with a further possible gig on the 26th and even the 27th. We'll let you know full details as soon as we have them to hand. Still to come in this hour of Dublin today, we'll have an interview with the marketing director of Levi Strauss Ireland. We'll have a rundown of the best films in town at present, plus your chance to discuss live on air what you expect from your favourite radio station. Phone lines are open on 606703. That's Dublin 606703. You can call us now on Nova Power 103 FM. is Dublin Today. Having spoken to Sharon Devlin, star of the Levi's commercials, we had a few words with Ron Coffey, who is the marketing director of Levi Strauss Ireland. We asked him if response to the first 501 commercials had been immediate.
Not immediate, and I could tell you what happened in Levi's in 1984. They actually went into this big spend in the States, and they spent $36 million. And in 6 months, nothing happened.
Did they worry? They started to...
Panic, I think it's probably the word. But then, as if somebody switched on the light, all hell broke loose.
What campaign was that?
It was a 501 campaign.
It was the 501 campaign.
That's what started it. We employed a new advertising agent who had a look at the business and said that Levi's should go back to basics, go back to the flagship that started, namely 501. All hell broke loose. By the 16th of January, 86, we were sold out until May. Then we had customers coming back and saying, you're advertising a product you can't supply. That's crazy. What we said to them was, look, we told a lot of our customers we were going to do it. They bought the product, booked it forward, and they were getting deliveries. So we owe it to those people to support them. We said we were going to do it, we're doing it. Let me say that in the UK market, 501s have been on allocation for the last 2 years. 501s in Ireland, no, they're not on allocation. I can supply them. But what it's done is lifted our denim sales. It sold our other products. People say, well, okay, I'll try on 501, it's a loose fit, I don't like this. What else are you doing, Levi's? Butterfly, and you'd have something else for them. So it's lifted the sales of denim, and that's all we're really interested in. I mean, we didn't set out to sell only 501s. We set out to...
Sure, you have a range of...
We've a range of products, and we set out to hang our hat on our flagship and then sell through the range, which is actually what happened.
That was Ron Coffey, marketing director of Levi Strauss Ireland. And we'll be giving away pairs of Levi 501s in the near future. It's 6:43 on Nova Power 103 FM.
Baby, you've got my undivided attention.
market. Maybe you thought it was just a newsagent, quick nip in and out for the paper. But stop and take a good look around. It's become much more. Writers is a card shop with a magnificent range of Irish-made Hallmark cards for all occasions. It's a gift shop, and now it's a stockist of the latest computer games at the lowest prices in Ireland, starting at only £2.49. Just in for Christmas, Renegade and Barbarian for only £8.99. Writers, beside the Stanorgan Plaza, open from 7:30 a.m. till 10:30 p.m. Much more than just a newsagent.
Warren Beatty is Lyle Rogers. Dustin Hoffman is Chuck Clark.
We're not singers. We're songwriters.
Chuck was unlucky in life.
Isn't that bad? I could have a lot of pain.
Lyle was unlucky in love.
Women don't like me.
Now their luck is about to change. In Ishtar.
Does this look like an oasis?
Are those vultures?
Ishtar. An epic tale of love, intrigue, heroism, and the wacky world of the music business. Starts this Friday at the Savoy.
Tons of Selvage offers you three amazing no-deposit rental purchase package deals to choose from. You can have a 20-inch black diamond remote-controlled Mitsubishi CV with remote-controlled 30-channel Mitsubishi video with digital fine tracking and cable tuning features, a TV video stand, a 3-in-1 MIDI audio system including speakers, and an Electrolux microwave oven for only $9.99 per week. Order now from Tons of Selvage and you get three videotapes and a personal stereo absolutely free. Call 288-211 for details now.
Playing your favorite,
Carter Frey
Radio.
It's Dublin today. It's almost 10 to 7. Just before we go to the phone lines, and by the way, the phone number is 606-703, your chance to talk live on air. We'd like to run through the cinema guide around town for what's showing at the moment. Starting with the Adelphi, and Robert De Niro and Sean Connery are starring in The Untouchables. Jack Nicholson is in The Witches of Eastwick. The Gate is on at the moment, which is, quote, a spine-tingling supernatural thriller. And The Big Easy is also showing.
Dirty Dancing is in the cameo. In the Carlton, a Vietnam-based film called Full Metal Jacket is being screened. Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Hellraiser is on, and also Mel Gibson and Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon.
Moving to the Savoy, and Angel Heart, which will scare your very soul, it says, as will Nightmare on Elm Street, number 3. The Big Town is also being screened, and Danny DeVito stars in Tin Men. Also showing tonight, La Bamba.
Morris, John Huston's The Dead, A Chronicle of a Death Foretold, are all in the screen in College Street. And at the screen in O'Connell Street, Rita Bob and Sue 2 is being screened, with Jessica Lange in Crimes of the Heart.
In the classic in Harold's Cross, there's The Untouchables, Peter Swayze and Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing, and Crocodile Dundee.
And finally, if you're in Rathmines tonight, why not go to the Stella and choose between Full Metal Jacket or James Belushi and Demi Moore in About Last Night?
Would that have been Debbie Moore?
Demi.
We won't argue. Never mind. Okay, the phone lines. We're now going to the phone line. 606-703 is the phone number. Chris Carey is going to talk to most of the callers. We've got a number of comments which have been made off air. If we get a chance, we'll get to those as well. Let's take the first caller live. No? Okay, first comment, Chris. Jerry Scott from Cramlin wants to know, is Nova Par 103 FM going for a license? Are there any car stickers available?
Car stickers, certainly. Going for a license, of course. It would be absurd not to. Whether it'll get one, I think, is entirely up to the performance of myself and the staff that work here and the reaction of the listeners. Do they like it? If it attains a high enough profile, I think it'll be well considered.
Well, he does say in the same breath that he thinks the merger between Nova and Energy is excellent, and as it's great to hear Nova back. Derek Lynch called from Ballyfermot. He likes the idea of the merger and wishes Nova Power 103 FM the best. I'll run very briefly through the programme lineup before we go back to the phones. Breakfast show tomorrow, that's 7 to 11, a new time. Cassidy Jones, Bob Gallico and Lisa Moore on The Breakfast Club. Followed 11 to 2 by Pat Courtney. Followed 2 to 6 by Tony McKenzie. 6 to 7 each weekday evening, Dublin Today becomes a regular feature. That's followed by Schools Out with John O'Hara, and through the night, from midnight to the new time of 7 a.m. is Liam Coburn. Okay, a couple of other questions we have. Ray Tyndall phoned from a car telephone, by the way. He says he's irritated at the extent of advertising on commercial radio. Any comments on that?
Well, you can't have commercial radio without advertisements. There's two ways of looking at it. If you saturate, I think in this country they're going to allow, was it 9 minutes, an hour, 10, which is actually a minute longer than England, and 3 minutes shorter than of America. But the Americans have learned that although they're allowed to play 13 minutes an hour of advertising, it is too much. They usually go for about 7 minutes or 6 minutes. Listening to all stations in Dublin, they normally seem to be playing themselves about 7 or 8 minutes. It's about as much as a listener can take. There's another angle to it. Of course, it's charge more and have less on. The number one station in Los Angeles just charges heaven and earth for one spot, but they only run about 3 minutes an now. A lot of music, not many ads, a lot of bucks to buy them.
So what happens then to the small-town advertiser who can't afford to pay the big bucks? Does that exclude him?
It would do if you went up that road. I think in the real world of commercial radio, it is expected that the local shop, the local small company, has a rate card that is a great deal less than the corporates that can write bigger checks. So certainly commercial radio should not exclude people that can only afford for their business turnover £300 or £400 a week and really expect to get good value for that. In London, it's absurd that Capital Radio, that supposedly is the local radio station, charges something like £2,500 a commercial. What possible chance have they got of bringing in small people? Hence, there are no small people on Capital Radio. It's all the big ones. At least Dublin, for the last 7 years, has had a mixture.
Mm. You've actually made some changes as programme consultant to the type of programming that we're running during the daytime, and you've in particular increased the amount of airtime which is given over to news, current affairs, community information, things like that. Would you like to briefly outline which way we're going in this?
I think all stations in Dublin, the major three, have gone up a CHRO, contemporary hit radio, with less and less content, because it doesn't cost much to play records. The content does cost money and time and effort. I think it got to the point that you didn't need to listen to any three stations because nobody informed anybody of anything except what's in the top ten. I think the formula we want to put together is, if you're not listening to Nova, you don't know what's going on, because every other link will be telling you something you might want to know. As far as Dublin Today, it's great to have that back on the air again. News has always been very good on Energy, now Nova. That's never been too difficult, except the other 17 newsreaders work for the other side now, but they keep coming, and they'll keep going, I guess.
Okay.
There will be a lot more content.
Let me stop you there and just go to the phones, because there is somebody who'd like to make a comment. Hello there, who's calling?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, please?
Dara Clemenger.
Okay, you're through to Chris Carey. What would you like to say?
I'm just glad that Radio Nova's back, because, and I hope to get lights, because you play great music.
You're lovely, thanks very much.
I would say a request.
Not at this moment.
After 7 o'clock.
We'll get
call
to
John O'Hara back on School's Out after 7 o'clock, and
okay,
we'll see if we can get a request for you then. Okay, I suppose you're making a bit of history, because you're the first person to call live to Dublin Today. Thanks a lot for your call.
Thank
the phone
you.
Line's still open on 606703. Somebody else wants to know when we get some jingles. They want some Nova Power 103 FM jingles.
I take the point, I saw the chap that rang in. Yes, the jingles are somewhat dated. They're a year and a half old, or perhaps longer than that. It's a year and a half since anybody's heard them, and they do go back about 3 years. They're excellent jingles. They're actually almost the same as the BBC, in fact, used. They will change, and there will be Nova Power jingles. They're not at hand at the moment. Things being equal, they will be ordered. There's another comment I wanted to talk about. Somebody said he liked Nova Separate and Energy to stay the same. Where was that one? I agree with his comment that, I think it was this one. This is Andrew Mansfield again.
Yeah.
Racing
yes.
Come. He said it's, he liked very much Energy Power 103 on its own, and he only found out recently that Radio Nova was back on the air. He doesn't see the need for the two stations to join. In the real world, I would say no, it would be much better if they were separate. But there's not the finances to do it, and if you've read the bill or read comments in the paper, there's only going to be two stations, maybe three at most, in the Dublin area. So it's far better to condense and compile the thing together and try and make something out of... I'm getting this across, really. Yes, I would like
make
to see...
the best of the best.
Yeah, I'd like to see Nova on its own, and I would like to see Energy on its own, and Q and Sunshine, all competing, Triple TR, Class, Heartbeat, have I missed anybody out? They seem to be the big stations that people are listening to and like, and they're all sufficiently different. It would be, going backwards, I suppose, if we end up with a situation where there are two radio stations and you have to wait for a specific time to get your country records that you know come on Sunday afternoon. Right now, you can get them wherever you want to.
Okay, Dublin Today, 7:05. Back to the phones again. Hello, who's calling Dublin Today, please?
Hello, Morris Graham.
Hello, Morris. Just one sec. Okay, let's try again. Hello, Morris?
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Okay. Have you got your radio on? Sorry. Have you got a radio on? If you have...
It's been turned off now.
Okay, good man, because that's what's causing the noise.
It's put us off.
Okay, you're live now. What would you like to say?
Chris, back on to the airwaves.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's great to see him back after all these years.
Well, thank you very much.
Like a no-phone was the forerunner.
Thank you. I think it's a lot easier for me this time because I don't have all the pressures and responsibilities that I had before.
Yeah.
Whether I got them right or wrong is irrelevant, but I always enjoyed the programming of it and pushing young people and getting them to really achieve, which they were well able to do. This time I just sit back and say, I think that was the wrong thing to do. I don't have to write checks. I don't have to bother with the logistics of running the radio station. I'm only concerned in what it sounds like and that people are getting what they want. From now on, the listener will have a lot more input to what is actually going there.
I'll say that
Thank you. I hope you did too.
Okay, Morris, thank you very much indeed for calling Dublin today. Still time to get your call in. It's about 4 minutes to seven. It's Dublin today on 606-703. That's 01 if you're calling from outside the city. Since we have a couple of seconds in hand, could you speculate and say, roughly, how many stations you feel can survive in a Dublin market, realistically?
Well, eight are surviving at the moment, and they're not actually getting all the advertising money that's available because Aer Lingus, Guinness, for some reason, best known to themselves, one or two banks, the telephone company, can't advertise or choose not to. It's quite obvious, really, why they can't. That's quite a lot of revenue that is going elsewhere or is not really being used. Radio's a great immediate thing to use. So I think that would bring another £5,000, £7,000, £10,000 back into the marketplace every week. If eight stations can survive and pay wages and PRS and PPI and so on at the moment, it would be, I think it's going backwards. It's so hard. England and Ireland both have this thing that we don't want competitive commercial radio. We want one state radio, and we maybe want one commercial radio to say there is a balance, there's no monopoly. I hate to harp on about the American way of life, but which I don't particularly like living in America, by the way. They just have great radio. They just have so much choice, and people would think it was crazy if they didn't have it. They're so used to it.
Okay, hold on. Back to the phones one last time. Hello there. Who's calling Dublin today? Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. I was wondering why, first of all, to start off on 100, called Nova, the Hot 100, all compact disc music, and then all of a sudden merge with Energy, all of a sudden.
It seems to be the most sensible thing to do. There is, there's going to be both. I mean, Brian McKenzie and a group of people set up Radio Nova, which I thought was perhaps a good idea, and I was going to help them out and see if we could recreate Nova. There's not a lot of time left to create anything. Here is Energy, you know, number one, number two, depending which set of research you look at, with a high profile, a lot of great talent, up and running. It seemed more sensible when the approach was made to say, okay, we'll join forces. CDs, if you're thinking we're going to not use the CDs, they're going to be very much used. There's over 1,500 CDs in this building now, and two very good CD players. You will hear a lot of CDs on Nova Power 103.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you very much
great
for your call.
Back on as well.
Okay, thanks
okay,
a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you for your call. Thank you everyone who called in this evening, and thank you indeed, Chris Carey, very much.
Thanks for the job.
Tomorrow evening we'll be talking to one of the city's leading advertising agencies about the advertising and publicity industry. Plus, we'll be featuring the Gig Guide and some of the best young Irish bands currently on the scene. Join us on Dublin Today from 6 to 7 tomorrow evening. The news is next from Lisa, from Tina and me. Good evening.
Dequadin is a throat lozenge, specially formulated to soothe away the irritating pain of sore throats. Dequadin is a throat lozenge which not only eases the pain, but quickly and effectively wipes out the causes of that pain. Dequadin is strong and effective. Dequadin, the throat lozenge. Dequadin, available only from your chemist.
Have you ever noticed the way anything in this city that has any kind of style or originality about it isn't there 5 minutes without other people wanting to be right there alongside? You take New York, New York now. Hasn't it got the ILAC Center standing there rubbing shoulders with it? And Marks and Spencer right opposite? I tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that Mary Street is pedestrianized, they'd be running coach parties to New York, New York. Still, I suppose that's the penalty for having the best burgers in Dublin. Know what I mean?
Warren Beatty is Lyle Rogers. Dustin Hoffman is Chuck Clark.
We're not singers. We're songwriters.
Chuck was unlucky in life.
Life isn't that bad. I just have a lot of pain.
Lyle was unlucky in love.
Women don't like me.
Now their luck is about to change in Ishtar.
Does this look like an oasis?
Are those vultures?
Ishtar.
An epic tale of love, intrigue, heroism, and the wacky world of the music business. Starts this Friday at the Savoy.
Independent Radio News at 7 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good evening. One of the men detained yesterday by Gardaí in Granada, County Longford, is now appearing in Longford District Court. He's due to be charged as a result of a warrant issued by the RUC. Dermot Finucane is one of the 38 men who escaped from the Mays prison in 1983. Meanwhile, in County Cavan, the Army and Gardaí have surrounded the Cavan offices of the solicitor Cormac Dunn. It's believed that Mays escapee Paul Anthony Kane is holding legal consultations with Mr. Dunn. It's understood a new warrant for Kane's arrest is on its way from the north this evening. And Thomas Joseph Cox, a 44-year-old father of three from Moyne, County Longford, was charged today with membership of the IRA and with possession of firearms and ammunition at his home last Monday. He appeared today in the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. The teachers' unions have warned the government not to worsen the pupil-teacher ratio. This comes despite last night's government defeat in the Dáil on the Programme for National Recovery. The INTO said today their campaign against cuts in primary education will continue until such time as the proposed changes were withdrawn. The secondary teachers' union, the ASTI, also warned against any worsening of the pupil-teacher ratio in secondary schools. The union said action would be taken against the government on this issue. Disagreement among party whips on the date for the extradition bill debate now seems that it means that the treaty will come automatically into effect next week. It also means there will be no safeguards for Irish citizens extradited to Britain to face charges. The debate is to begin on Friday and is expected to be passed tomorrow week. Last night, the opposition parties said they wanted more time to discuss the implications of government proposals in relation to the bill. In particular, they're concerned about the role of the Attorney General in the extradition process. A spokesman for the Dublin Bus Company has announced that the 45A bus route between Dunleary and Bray will be operated as a driver-only service from tomorrow. The route was at the centre of last weekend's strike, which resulted in thousands of commuters in the south and southeast of the city being left without a bus service. Dublin's weather, showers of rain, sleet or hail this evening and tonight, with some clear skies also. It'll be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost. Winds are fresh to gusty and north to northwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. Independent Radio News at 3 minutes past seven. Radio
Time. Club Orange, this is Nova Power, 103 FM. Hi there, John O'Hara in front of the room. You didn't think I was going to leave you. Oh, no. Did I go away without telling you? You must be joking. Thank you, Dylan Today team. Back tomorrow evening with more information. So interesting. 6 p.m. through till 7. Got some hot music, some great giveaways, and all your favorites right here. Nova Power, 103 FM.
Like a boom, 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 acting like a
live from Club Orange, it's Nova Power, 103 FM, the lovely sound of Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics from the new album Savage and Beethoven. I tell you, it's very cold out there. We may be able to arrange a little cuddling session later on and warm you up if you're feeling that way in time. All in all, giveaways right here, Nova Power, 103 FM.
With the sax, must have been a Monday or Tuesday night. I was looking for a place to blow a little jazz, so I tried Sax Hotel. I don't know, maybe it was the name. And there was this guy called Steve McGraw playing the piano just like Billy Joel or Elton or Paul Simon. Whoever, he played too good for me, so I split. There's a lot more sax, just jazz.
Sell your car for cash. Windsor Car Auction, Bluebell Lake Road. The fastest way to sell your car for cash. Auctions twice weekly, Wednesday at 6:30 and Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Entries accepted every day and during the auction. All higher purchase clear. No sale, no commission.
Who wins it away?
Telephone 516-877. There's only one way to sell your car for cash. The Windsor Way. Windsor Car Auction. Bluebell, Nace Road.
The Windsor Way.
The fashion center in Finglas. Fashion shopping as you've never known it. Fashion for all the family at sensational budget prices. Ladies fashion, men's fashion, children's wear, footwear, accessories, and beauty products. All at the famous top fashion prices. And if it all gets a little too much, take a break and relax in the coffee bar. Yes, shopping for fashion at your leisure. It's all under one roof at the great new Fashion Center, Main Street, Finglas, opposite the post office. Open 9 to 6, late night Thursday and Friday, and 11 to 5 every Sunday till Christmas.
It was a thing she had, or a game he had, told in a foreign land. To take a lot of money to come back, and the man was in a man. It was a fly on the wings of a young girl that could look far away.